This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Alexandra Brown. In an announcement that could be very significant in the race for governor of Arkansas, State Senator Jim Hendren said today he is leaving the Republican Party. He took aim without saying his name at former President Trump and said the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last month was the final straw. Hendren spoke about his decision with Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics.
Let's talk about your switch from you're leaving the Republican Party, you said in a very dramatic statement and video, to become an independent. Tell me why.
I think it's the way I can best serve Arkansas. I think there's the Republican Party I still love. There's great people in the party. And I know there's a lot of people working hard to right the ship. But for me, I just feel like the work that I need to do in Arkansas, it's going to be easier for me to do that from an independent platform, not bound to either party.
You obviously have some big beefs with the direction the Republican Party has gone over the last few years. Kind of maybe outline for some of our listeners what some of your most problematic areas were.
Well, Roby, I don't think it's been any secret that I've been frustrated with the tone of politics for some time. In fact, I think a few years ago you had me on to talk about a program I did called Shot Bow, where I evaluated scorecards that are created to basically push legislators to extremes. During this last election, you know, I got involved by trying to call out some mail pieces that I thought were disingenuous, if not dishonest, again, trying to push people to extremes. And so what I've seen in both parties really is a structure that's gotten more and more extreme and left more and more people without a voice. So that's where I feel like, especially as I've talked to my four grown children, they don't feel at home in the Republican Party like I felt at home when I was their age in the party of Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush. They don't have that sense of home because of what the party's become, primarily with its tone, with its incivility, and with what we've seen with regard to the election and all the things. I just think it's time for us to begin to build a home for people in the center who just feel left out.
So this begs the question. You have been rumored, you've even talked openly about weighing a potential gubernatorial bid in 2022. Could this be the vehicle for doing this? Are you looking at running for governor as an independent?
Not right now. Here's what I will say is I think it makes it pretty clear I'm not going to run in a Republican primary since I just became an independent. But right now, I've kind of pushed that decision to the back burner because before anybody can win any serious race as an independent, there has to be some sort of platform, some sort of foundation. And I'm telling you, there is a hunger for that in Arkansas. 2020 polling shows almost as many people identify as independents as Democrats and within 10% of Republicans. And there's no place for those people to identify and to feel like they're at home. So we're going to build the organization. We're going to build the structure. And then we'll worry on down the road whether or not that is a vehicle that I or somebody else could use, not just for a gubernatorial race, but for an attorney general race or for any number of statewide races, but especially for legislative races. That's where I guess I see my the biggest concern I have in Arkansas politics right now is I have seen the extreme, almost radicalization of the legislature compared to what it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. And, you know, we don't have that. That's not indicative of the Arkansas people. When you look at the governors that we've elected, from Winthrop Rockefeller to Mike Beebe to Asa Hutchinson, we tend to elect centrist, problem-solving people. But yet our legislature has been polarized to the point where it's not reflective of what Arkansas is.
That was State Senator Jim Hendren speaking with Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics. So far, former Trump Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and another Trump backer, Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, have announced their candidacies for the Republican nomination for governor. This is KUAR News.